Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shleish Asa, the 13th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nedarim, in the Sefer Aflah, the final Perek, where the Rambam discusses how is Hafara versus Hakim, the substantiation or the nullification of a vow done, and also what is the appropriate place to make a neder. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, the way of doing Hafara, which is to negate her the woman's vow, whether it be the father or the husband, or versus substantiating. May for Adam, a person could nullify, oy mekayim, or substantiate, divrei ishtei ubitei, the vows of his wife or his daughter, b'chol lashon, in any language, vav pi she'ena makeres, even though she doesn't recognize that language, she'ena isha tzuch l'shmai afar hakim, because the woman doesn't have to hear the nullification or the substantiation, it's in the domain of the husband, and therefore she doesn't have to recognize that language. Now, how does he go ahead doing this nullification? So Omri says, Mufar, it's nullified or batal or void, or ein neder zeklum, or this neder has no standing, it's nothing. And similar type of wording, that the concept is akiras haneder mikari, which is uprooting the whole idea of the neder that she made, whether in front of her, whether behind her, meaning not in front of her. But let's say he says to her, I don't want you to be taking vows, or there's no vow over here. He didn't nullify, he didn't say it shouldn't be. He said as if I don't want you, or it wasn't. That's not sufficient. Or let's say someone tells his wife or his daughter, it's forgiven to you, it's permitted to you, another terminology of permitted, which these are all actually the terminologies that are done through Hataras Nadam, through a sage. B'chol k'yitz bin zeh, or anything similar to that, lo mekumi, hasn't said anything. She'ina ava ba matir k'maya chacham, because the husband and the father, they don't permit the neder the way a sage does, to make it that wasn't the intention, like l'mafreya, to, like, so to speak, permit it. Elo ikra neder mitchilasa mefir, rather what he does is that he now uproots the neder from its beginning, and he nullifies it, saying, okay, so, this is not going to be allowed over here, meaning carte blanche, like not finding permissible ways. He's saying that this is not, and therefore you can't use the terminology of Hatara, as to be specifically the halashon of Hafara. Now, that's regarding Hafara. Halacha Gimel says the Rambam Kitzim Mekayim, and how does he substantiate it? Like, for example, he tells her, Kayim Lechi, should be valid for you, or Yof and Adarto, very well that you took this vow, or in Kamesach, there's no one like you, or Iloy and Adarto, if you didn't take a neder, I would have made the neder on you. And any types of words, shemashmoim, that the understanding is, that he wants this vow, is considered a kiyum of her neder. Now, Halacha Dal, the Rambam discusses specifically a bitul, a voiding of her neder. If someone voids the vows of his wife or his daughter, then actually, ein tzarich loyma klum, he actually doesn't have to say anything, in contrast to hafar, which we said, he has to actually enunciate it, and if he does it in his heart, if he just thinks about it, it's not valid. By bittul, it's sufficient. And then all the vows are void. But what is this voiding? Where he forces her to do the thing that she had made forbidden on herself. Essentially saying, what you said has no standing. In contrast of Hafar, but regarding nullification, which is his words, in a kaifa, he's not forcing her. He just nullifies it. Manichei leaves her. If she wants to, she could do it. If she wants to, she doesn't do it. But it's because that's regarding his words that he's nullifying, and here he's voiding it by making her do it. So the Ram illustrates. Nadrei nishbo. Let's say she takes a vow or an oath. Not eating, not drinking. Vamalei sista mufalach. It's nullified for you. Hariz a hefer, so he nullified it. Umetas lech belishes. Let it eat and let it drink. It's in her volition. Now, let's say he takes and he gives and he says, take and eat, take and drink. Then she could eat and drink. And then the vow is voided by itself. Again, because there's two approaches. There's nullifying, which hafar, which is with his words. And then there's just forcing her to go ahead and do the thing. By default, he's voiding the neder. And he doesn't have to say anything. Halacha zayin. If someone nullifies the vows of his daughter or his wife, so like we said, so he has to say it out from his lips. But then if he nullifies in his heart, it's not nullified. But if he's voiding, he doesn't have to say anything from his lips. All he has to do is void it in his heart. And like we said, he compels her to do what she had said she's not going to do. and bein asa bein lasa loya. So whether she does or she doesn't do, but bilpla neder, by his forcing, by him compelling her, he's showing that this is not going to happen, and he voids the vow. Halacha ches mefirim nederim b'shabbos. One is permitted to do hafara of a neder on Shabbos. Bein letzarecha Shabbos, whether it's for Shabbos need, bein shaloi letzarecha Shabbos, whether it's not for Shabbos need. The reason for this is, in contrast to hataras nedarim, hafara, like we had said, is only able to be done b'yoyim shamay. So therefore, if she makes the neder on Shabbos, which is the one day he could do it, much of Shabbos he can't do it anymore. So therefore, this is a need, which therefore that gives him the dispensation to be made for it, whatever the reason is, on Shabbos. Now, but v'loyom l'b'Shabbos, he should not tell her on Shabbos mufalech. It's nullified for you, kederach sho'im b'chel, the way he would usually be made for a neder on a weekday, because you have to change your custom on Shabbos and the mundane activities during the weekday. Ela mavata b'libe v'amala, rather, he voids it in his heart, and he tells her, fliyachli kalishasi, take it and drink, like we said, those are other approaches to have it voided without doing the nullification as normally done during the weekday. Alach attest, the Ram continues, regarding hafara and kim as it applies to the future, or if it's in parts. If someone tells his wife or his daughter, all the vows that you're going to take from now until I come back from that place, harim kayamin, they're all substantiated. Or the other way around, harim from, they're all nullified. So Allah has lemma klumi, he hasn't said anything. The reason for that is because since this vow has not been made yet, so he cannot substantiate it, because that might be an error, because maybe she's going to make the dharma that he actually doesn't want. And the same thing is, he cannot be made for it, and the reason is because the pasuk says, ishi kemenu v'ishi yefarenu. Only a type of vow that he could be making, which we said does not work if it wasn't made yet, so then they cannot do hafara either on that yet. Let's say, asa shliach lahafala oilekaimala. Let's say, you're right, he can't do it what wasn't made yet, but he knows that his family members might be that type of people, and he's going away for a long period, he's not going to be around. So asa shliach lahafala oilekaimala, so he made an agent to either nullify or to contrary to substantiate it. In a klum, that's also not an option. Shneimak, it says in the pasuk Mamidbar, ishah yikemen of ishah yifarena. Her husband is who substantiates, her husband is who nullifies it, which that, although in the entire Torah, the halacha shluch shlam kamaisa, the agent is like the person himself, here the Torah is explicitly revealing by saying a second time, the ishah yifarena, that the halacha here has to be specifically her husband and no one else. And b'chena avbatz mevel b'shlucha, so the father only himself and not his agent, like it says in the pasuk, kihenu aviyah isa, has to be aviha and not the shliach. Halacha yud. Let's say she makes herself forbidden in figs and in grapes. Whether we're talking about with an oath or a vow. And whether she made herself forbidden in the whole species. Whether she says, not the whole species, but these figs and these grapes. But be that as it may, he substantiated the vow she made regarding figs, but he nullified the part that she made regarding the grapes. But the other way around, he substantiated the vow regarding grapes, but nullified that regarding the figs. So mashakim kayim, mashahefa mufa. What is substantiated is valid, what he nullified is nullified. And the chinkui, is there anything that's similar to this type of idea? In other words, the ein arm bafar we don't say regarding nullification, ned the shofa miktsasa, hufa kulai, that if part of it, the vow was nullified, so then the whole thing is nullified, kiderach shem batar, like we say regarding the chacham who's mat to the neder, no, we don't say that. The reason for that is because when the chacham is mat to the neder, he shows that originally the whole vow was in error. That's how he's matar. Now, if he's doing it on part of it, so then the whole thing becomes permitted because the vow was taken in one entity. So if it was a mistake, then the whole thing is a mistake. In contrast, that first habal is only mikan alaba from here on. But whatever is not nullified is still valid, and therefore the rest retains its isra. Halachi Rav Ram continues regarding the nullification of a vow that was extended, and in both ways. So Mishan Adri Ishtar, let's say someone's wife took a vow. The Shama, and he heard the vow. Vehitpes atzma ben nidra, and he extended, he grabbed a hold of himself with her vow, meaning he said, I'm like you too on the vow that you took. He said, Enei Yochel Hafer, he can't nullify her vow anymore. Sharikimla, because he essentially has revealed his intention that he wants her vow, and he has essentially validated her vow, because it's not any less when he, in his heart, he substantiates, which the Rambam is going to say later on, Lochi Test is a validation of it. Here, if he's saying, I'm like you too, obviously he's validating and he's saying, I'm going to be part of that too. So he can't nullify it anymore once he already validated. Now, Nadir Hu, let's say he took a vow, Vit Pisa Atzmo Ben Nidroi, and she extended herself onto his vow, where she said, and me too. So Mefer Eshelah, he could nullify Har vow, because he never revealed his intention that he wants Har vow, Vishalai Kaim, but and his vow will still be valid because his vow is not dependent on Har vow. Halachi Beis Kitzad, Ram says how so, he illustrates. He says, Shama Ishto Ibito Iman. Let's say he hears his wife or his daughter saying, Harein Nizira, I'm going to be a Nazira. Vaman, he says, Vani, and me too. So in Yach Lahavar, he cannot nullify her vow anymore, or Shnei Nazim, and the both Nazim again, because he's obviously validating hers because he's hanging on to hers to make his own. Amahu, let's say he says, Harein Naz, Amanaz, Bashama, he, Vamra, and she hears and she says, Vani, and me too. Me for law, he can nullify hers, Vishalikarim, and his will be valid. Vachin gives it, and again, anything that's similar to this. Halachid Gimel. Let's say Nadu La'atzma. Let's say he takes a vow for himself. V'hidira kamaisai. And he then puts the vow on her like he did on himself. So he says, I'm a Nazir, and you're like me too. V'kama b'libal adir. And that was his intention, to make the vow of Nazirs on her too. V'amra. I mean, she says, yes, she accepts. Hariza inyuch lahafer. Here he cannot nullify her vow, because he made his vow dependent on her vow. It's like me and you. If he's going to nullify her shir, his share is also going to be nullified. So it's come out an essential like violation of lo yachal devar, because he's ultimately going to be nullifying his vow by nullifying hers. So he cannot be nullifying hers. Now, v'mnader, let's say, however, he took a vow. V'dira derek she'ela. And then he takes a vow on her in a way of a question. Leidim, I believe it, to know what she's thinking. K'mash amala, like, for example, he tells her, after he takes his vow, he says, Hatirti b'nei dezer li'iz k'maisi? Do you want to also have this vow to be like me, oiloy or not? V'amra, amen, she says, yes. Hariz and Meifala, then he could still nullify her vow, because here he didn't make himself dependent on hers. So even if he's going to nullify her vow, it's not going to be nullifying his, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of L'yachal Devar, like Rama explains, Allah Yidad Keitza, how so? So Amala, he tells her, Harini Nazir, Va'at, I'm a Nazir and you, Kalaymer, in other words, Va'at Nazir Kamaisi, you're a Nazir like me. V'amra, amen, she says, yes, she accepts that that he's taking on her, which she obviously has to accept, he cannot take a vow on her. So in Yach Lahafer, again, like we said, he cannot nullify, because if he's going to nullify her vow, it's going to come out, his portion is also going to be nullified, and a person cannot cause his vow to be nullified like a violation of L'yachal Devar. Now, let's say, Amala, however, let's say he tells to Harini Nazir, I'm a Nazir. Umatami, what do you say? Ha'at Nazir Kamaisi, do you want to be Nazir like me too? Which the Derech Sheila. Vamar, she says, I mean, yes. Like we said, Harini Nazir Yafi, he could nullify, because here he didn't make his nether dependent on her nether. And even if she does not accept her Naziris, he will still be a Nazir. Now, v'mheifer law, hence if he, and this is going back on the first halacha, where he says, Harini Nazir va'at Nazir kamaisi. So v'mheifer law, if he does nullify, and here's Ram explaining the reasoning why he cannot be mefer, because if he is mefer harshir, shaloi batl, his portion, since he's dependent on her, will also be voided. Shezek kemisha tala nidra v'nidra, it's like as if he's making his nidra dependent on her, which he wasn't really. He says, I'm a Nazir and you're too, but like, it sounds, it's like one Nazir, it's one nether. And if hers is not, then his is also not, and that he can't do, because that's violating lo yachal. Now, let's say Amr Loy, let's say she tells him, Harini Nazira va'ata, I'm a Nazir, and you too, va'amr, I mean, he says yes. Here also, in Yoch Lahafer, he cannot nullify her vow, because like we said in Loch Yiraf, that's essentially substantiating her vow, because he's making his based on hers. And Mechin Kizba said, anything like that will have similar halachas. Halachat is vav. Ha'isha shenadra, if a woman takes a vow, v'shama acher, and someone else hears, the hitbis atzma bin nidra, and that other third party, he extends himself onto her vow. Within the time frame that she took her vow, he says, va'amar, va'ani, and he says, oh, and me too. Now, v'shama v'yoy ba'ila v'hevela, then subsequently on that same day, her father or her husband hears about it and nullifies her vow, shalomu, for her vow will be nullified, v'zesh hitbis atzma, and the one who actually extended himself and, so to speak, riding on her vow, he's actually going to be chayiv. And the reason for that is, like we had mentioned before, which is an important discrepancy between Hafara and Hatara, the husband and the father, they don't uproot it retroactively, it's from here on. So therefore, the one who had gotten on to that Hatfasa, that is still there in time, in history, and therefore he still has his Hatfasa on Tahar Nedor of Naziris, and therefore he's going to be Chayv. Halachat HaZayin, the Rambam here qualifies importantly that it's the time of when it's said, the nether, that establishes the halacha of the nether. So a woman that doesn't have a husband, and she's not in the domain of her father, she's not a naira under her father's domain, and she says, after a 30-day period from now, I'm getting in my last 30 days, from 30 days from now, all meat's going to be forbidden to me. Now, within 30 days, she gets married, she becomes a kal. Although the moment the neder takes effect, she's already now married in the domain of a husband, the husband cannot nullify the vow. Because the moment she took the vow, she was not in his domain. And this is what the pasuk means by midbalamid, the vow of a widow or divorcee, etc., that the pasuk says whatever she made forbidden on herself, she has to keep. Now, if it's not told about where she subsequently is getting married before it takes effect, why would you have to say Yakim Alau? Of course, who's nullifying it? Obviously, we're talking about where she ultimately gets married after the neder, before it takes effect, like the case that we're saying. And even so, she has to keep it because no one can nullify it because she was not married when she took the vow. And I feel like some Oresis Lebeshas Neder, and even if she was engaged when she took the vow, but since she does not have a father, and we said the husband cannot, the chasn cannot nullify it himself until she's fully married, and she ain't about Mefa Bekaitman, and neither could he go ahead and nullify what was done before they got married when they were engaged, like we explained, in Perkid Av, Halacha Chaf, and Chaf Beis, and therefore she would have to go ahead and fulfill that Neder of not eating meat or whatever the neder was. Halacha Yitzayin. Let's say neder tachas bala. Let's say she's married and she takes a vow when she's under her domain of her husband. She habasa asa la l'achas shleishim yam, that after 30 days comes, she's been forbidden to meet. Oishti nazir l'achas shleishim yam, or she's becoming a nazir after 30 days. Behave la bala, and when the husband hears about it, he's made for her neder. V'meis, and he dies, or gerish, or he divorces, or betek shleishim yam, within 30 days. So even though at the time when the neder should take effect, which is the 30-day period, at that point in time, she's already a divorcee or widow. Doesn't make a difference. She's going to be permitted. She's not going to be forbidden. Because the husband already nullified this vow. And like we said, everything goes based at the time when the neder was said, not when it takes effect. And at that time, he was made for it. If a widow or divorcee says, I'm going to be forbidden of wine when I get married. And that's the chiddush in this case, that even though it's not even able for the neder to take effect, only when she gets married, and at that point she has a husband who could be made for a neder, and when this is when she gets married, no, ena bal yochel hafer, no, here too the husband cannot nullify the vow, because even in such a situation, we still go based on when she said it, which at that point she was namana. Let's say amr v'itachas bal, let's say she said it when she was married, and she says the other way around, harini asur ba'basik yishas gersh, I mean, if I've been an omit when I get divorced, so though here it's not possible for the neder to take effect only at, when she gets divorced, at that point where she'll be single, still Harei Baal Mefer, the husband could nullify it, Ukesh Dizgarsh, Timotez, and when she gets divorced, she'll be permitted, again, because it goes based on the when there is said, not when it takes effect. Loch Yutes, the Ram continues, regarding a retraction from either one or the other of Kiyum or of Hafara. So, Hamakayim Beliboy, if the husband substantiates, he validates her neder in his heart, he's like, okay, great, so let her keep this neder. So, Harei Zakayim, automatically, it becomes substantiated. And the way we know this is because the pasuk says, if he's silent on the day that he hears about it, which that's considered kiyum of the neder, even though he's not saying anything. So, that's considered validation. Now, Vamefa believe in contrast, if he nullifies the vow in his heart, that's not nullified. Like I already explained, in Halacha Zayin, it's only his speech that will exclude from his silence. Because if not, like we said in the pasuk, his silence will validate it. So you have to actually say something. Now, lefikach, therefore, if he nullifies in his heart, he could subsequently go ahead on the same day and substantiate it, because hafar beliba is nothing. But if he validated in his heart, he cannot subsequently go ahead and nullify, because he already substantiated. Unless within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi, within a few seconds, that you always have that opportunity to retract, so definitely you can't say that words in the heart, which you had over here, the kiyim, cannot be godel mekoyach hamitzvah b'silas, cannot be greater than words that a person enunciated with their lips. Meaning, we know the halacha is that when you say something with your mouth, you still have keteich ledibur to undo. So that's because, and that's considered in like the laws of making the error, like the Rambam explained Hilchos Shavuos. So most definitely, even if he was mekayim in his lips, he would be able to subsequently nullify. For sure, if he just did it in his heart, he could still go ahead and do hafar. Now halacha chaf. Let's say Hamakayim Nijibita Yo'ishta. Let's say, whether with his lips or his mouth, he went and he validated the vow of his daughter or his wife. Now, Venichim, he regrets it. And, like we said, it's not Teich Leidibra anymore. Hariz Nishal Chacham, he could actually go and request from the sage, Umatulah Kamasai. He could actually undo his, so to speak, vow of substantiating her vow. He could be Matur his nether of his Akama. So, let's like he removed the Akama, like he never did it. And then he could subsequently go ahead and nullify her vow on the day that he actually went to be shayil by the chacham, which even though it's not the day that he heard her or that she took the vow, it's essentially like the day that he heard about it. Something like what the Rambam said in the previous parak, that the moment he becomes aware of it is like the day he heard about it. That's the same thing over here. The day when he shayil is the same thing. Now, avalim heifal abenichem. But let's say he nullified her vow and then he regrets nullifying it. He wants like, oh, I wish she had that nether. You can't go be shol to the chacham because the yavzav becomes so that you can subsequently go ahead and after the afara go ahead and substantiate. And the reason for that is because validating a nether is like a nether. A nether could be matter by a chacham, but hafara is not like a nether. It's just undoing what she did. So you can't. There's nothing to be shol on, and therefore it's already too late. It's already nullified. Halacha chavalef. Nayim rasa shenadra. If the betrothed maiden went and made a nether. Vikim lo avi levadoi, oi ba levadoi. And then either one of the two partners, either only the father, only the husband, goes and substantiates it. Vehefa la'achan, and the other one goes and nullifies it. So, afa pishan nishal kacham bitul akamasa. So, although the other party goes and he wants to join the party, he was like, yeah, it's not a good idea, she's going to have the nether. He goes to the chacham and he undoes his akama. So although by a regular husband or father, when it's just them, that's going to be helpful to undo that akam, and you can do that far. In this situation, it's not going to help to then subsequently go ahead and do that far with the other party who already did the hafarah. Because they have to do the hafarah in unison. In other words, it cannot be anything from one's hafarah to the other one that will prevent hafarah. Like for example, this one doing a kama, where before he was shoyal on it, he wasn't able to do hafarah. So then even if he subsequently shoyal on the akama, it's already going to be too late. They can't go ahead and do that far anymore in tandem. Halachav beis. I'm going to beat the relationship. Let's say to his daughter or his wife, kaim lich. He goes and he substantiates two times. Substantiate. Now, v'nishal al-kama rishayin, he goes to the stage and he undoes his first neder of hakama, sarishni achalav. So the second one is still there. It wasn't necessary, but it's waiting and hanging in the balance. Once the first one is removed, then the second hakama takes effect. So he still validated already her vow. Now let's say Amalah, let's say he says to her, Kaim lech umufalach. He says, it's validated and it's nullified. And he says, V'leitachal hakama, and the validation should not take effect, ilm kin chalafara, unless the invalidation takes effect. So obviously, it's nullified. Shein hakama moyal ach hafara, because if he's saying that hakama only takes effect if there's hafara, hakama cannot take effect after hafara. So obviously he's revealing his intention that he really wants hafara more than hakama. So it's going to be nullified. Let's say he says to her, Kayim umufalach bevasachas. It should be at the same time validated and nullified. So lacha is harizikayim. So it's actually validated. And that's based on the principle of whatever cannot be one after the other, then cannot take effect even at the same time. So since he says first, it's kayim for you, and then he says mufulach, and so that far cannot take effect after you do hakama. So even if he's saying ke'echad, it's also not going to take effect because it cannot take effect right after. And even if you want to say that, okay, therefore both are not going to take effect, okay, then by default, the nether is also valid because he's not saying anything. And once the day passes, that is an automatic validation. Let's say Sestar, Kaim lech haigoyim. Today, it should be validated for you. Now, although the inference of his words are, oh, today should be valid, but tomorrow should be nullified, and maybe therefore the nullification was already started today, which you could do it, b'yayim shamay. No, arizikayim lo'olam, it's going to be validated forever, because at the end of the day, he never ever said anything about nullification, so it remains validated. Let's say he says to her, mufalich lemachar, oh, tomorrow it's nullified for you. Still, ain't a mufar, it's not validated, even though here he said hafar, sharikim mayam, because he validated today. Ulemachar in yachal hafar, tomorrow it cannot be made for anyone. These are all questions of the Gemara, one bigger chiddush than the other. So, although he said hafar, but that's already too late, that's for tomorrow. And he can only do b'yayim shamay. Let's say he says to her, kaim lech sha'achas, oh, for one moment it's validated for you. But the day passed and he never does hafara. I was a kaim, it's going to be validated. And that is, we don't say, what do you mean? She said, kamisha amal. It's like as if he said to her, if it's only valid for one moment, obviously it's nullified the next moment. We don't say that. Ultimately, he never said that the word nullification from his mouth. Let's say he says to her, kaim lech sha'achas. It's validated for you one moment. And when that moment passed, he told her, mufalech, it's nullified for you. It's still a situation of doubt. Because the question is, when he validates it, even for a moment, but once he validates, do we say that, okay, he already validated, and therefore it's already too late, it's already validated, Or maybe do we say that no, since that whole day, B'yam Shammai, he could validate or nullify, so the whole day he has a choice to choose validation or nullification. So it's a doubt. Well, the fikah chasur b'nidra, therefore she's forbidden in the vow based on safek nidram l'chumra. But then avra nidra, but if she violates her vow, in a lake, she's not going to get lashes, as generally we don't give lashes when it's a situation of doubt. Halacha of Gimel, the Rambam sums up the whole halacha of nedarim, that regarding when is it appropriate or not to make nedarim. So misha nadar nedarim, if someone takes vows, k'dei l'chayin de'isav, to establish his character, l'saka ma'isav, and to fix his actions, hariz azariz ha'mashubach, so such a person is a diligent and praiseworthy person. K'dei tzad ha'so, k'dei misha yizal, if someone was a glutton, v'asar lov ha'basar shanesh tam, he says, you know what, he's swearing off meat for a year or two. Oy misha yishog b'yayin, someone that was always chasing after wine until he loses himself. And then he prohibits wine on himself for a long period of time. Where he says, forget it for the rest of his life, he's never getting drunk. But someone was always running after inappropriate payments, like for example bribery. And he's so desperate for money. So to prevent that, he makes gifts that are forbidden on himself. He's not going to take pleasure from people from this country, so definitely he's not going to come to bribery. Or, let's someone who's arrogant in his beauty. So he takes a vow of Naziris, says, he always going to go long, and he's obviously not going to be as beautiful as he normally is. Or anything similar to this, wine, meat, beauty, money, and he does a nether to prevent these things. So, they're all our ways, paths of service to Hashem. Regarding such vows and things similar to this, the sages said in Masechtas Avos in the third parak, nedarim vows, asyag laprishas, are offense for restraint, for preventing a person from being engaged and immersed in the physical world. Now, although as we just said, it's a way of service to Hashem, lo yarba adam nidri iser, a person should not increase on himself vows of prohibition, and lo yargal asma, should not be accustomed to be taking vows, because he might stumble and he might not be able to withstand the nether. Rather, what he should do is he should separate himself from those things which are appropriate to stay away from without taking a vow. Now, Allah Fei Amr Chacham, the sages said, whoever takes a vow, it's as if he built a private altar when private altars are forbidden. Now, although the Torah tells you to bring karbanas in the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah warns you not to build your own private altars and bring karbanas outside. So too, the person who's taking a nether, he wants to add on prohibitions more than what the Torah said. So that's like as if you're building your private altar, which is not an appropriate thing. And then other than another, and if a person violates and he makes a nether, so mitzvah lishal nether, it's actually a mitzvah to actually a request to undo the vow by a chacham. That shouldn't be stumbling block in front of him. That it's as if he's bringing the carbon on the bama, which is like you're not supposed to do this. Now, but remember, when we say this, it's benidra iser, when you take a vow of prohibiting something on yourself. That's inappropriate, and then you should be shoyel on the neder. Now, benidra hektish, but regarding vows, regarding things of hektish, where he does it for the Beis HaMikdash or for charity, then mitzvah kaim, then it's a mitzvah to fulfill those nedarim, and below yishol alim il medoichek, and they should not be shoyel on those nedarim of hektish and tzedakah, only under duress, under great difficulty, when he sees he's not going to be able to fulfill them. Krishna Nim, like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nidarai, my vows, Lashem, Ashalem, to Hashem, I will fulfill, I will complete, and that he will not be shoyel on the neder, those are appropriate nedarim to fulfill. Shlik lehu hilchas nedarim, b'siyat shema, we have completed the halachas of vows with heavenly assistance.